السلام عليكم. This is the site that up there on the 21st floor where we've moved about 2.5 weeks ago and where we're starting to operate from. So let me tell you very briefly in about 10 to 15 minutes some focus on one of the projects we'll work on. So primarily our mission in the institute is to work in multidisciplinary research in computer science and engineering and to help implement the national priorities for computing research. To do that in a manner that is relevant to Qatar and to the region, and also to leverage the unique historical, linguistic, and cultural context. We have two broad areas of focus, and one of them is core computing research, and the other is on computer-enabled or cyber-enabled computing discovery. That is, one is focused on contributing to computer science as a culture, and one to applied areas and multidisciplinary areas. The center will focus on measurable outcomes by publications, prototypes, patents, and trainerships, postdocs, and so on and so forth. So what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to give you a brief overview of our implementation plans that we've been working on. In fact, this is started with many of the folks here going back to 2006-2007. The research programs that we'll focus on, and I'll take one as an example. And then I will give some why we're doing this here. The planning, in fact, is been long, thoughtful. We started in 2007 with the PreQ first and so on, and went through very deliberate steps of analyzing potential problems, what should we be working on, what is relevant and what is important, went through external reviewing, very, very rigorous external reviewing process to arrive to some of these conclusions and areas. We produced three very important documents. One that describes the institute and the mission of the institute. One to describe the efforts in the Arabic language technologies. And another one that looks at other topics like internet computing and specifically on cloud computing. A part of our planning, implementation, and planning process is to develop a strategic advisory board that is going to be small but active, consisting both of international experts and also of local stakeholders. We've started some of the what I call listening and community building processes, exercises. We are holding one workshop tomorrow afternoon to talk about infrastructure, and that's part of our sort of listening to what is going on. We will have a group or a round table of about 15 renowned scientists that work in natural language processing that will gather here in Doha, in fact, the Nasr Tower, to hone down our plans for work in Arabic language technologies. We are doing the same thing in March on cloud computing and so on and so forth. So these are exercises of what I call community building and listening exercises. So we are also building the partnerships, and the colors supposed to give a view of where we are with these partnerships. Some of them are here, are concrete, we are working with these folks, and some are in planning, some are in discussions, and so on and so forth. So let me go to the projects. Within the core computing program, We have projects in Arabic language technology, specifically in information retrieval and in natural language processing. And internet computing, we are working, and by the way, this institute, I had not mentioned at the beginning, I've been here since August 2nd, and so now we are in the hiring process. We've hired about 9 people, and we are continuing to hire, hopefully ramping up to about 35 to 45 people by next fall. So cloud computing is an area where we're hiring, and we have concrete plans of what to do. And in visual analytics is another area that we are emphasizing, that is combining visualization and data analytics together. So obviously, as Majd, Dr. Sakhar had mentioned, Arabic language technologies are important, and that is something that we plan to focus on here. It's something that is not going to be done very seriously in other areas of the world, and I believe it's an area where we could make a solid and long contribution. So in here, we want to emphasize Arabic as a first-class citizen on the internet. And within this, we have many important and open research areas to work on. The question is, why Arabic, beyond the fact that it is our language and it's a part of our linguistic heritage, in numbers, Arabic has a fairly large number of users, about almost 20% internet penetration, and so on. So there is a big room for growth, but also Arabic provides a wealth of problems for researchers in morphological complexity, in syntactic complexity, and also in orthographic complexity. These are some examples, very small examples, for why, in fact, Arabic is not... I may be portraying it as a negative thing because Arabic is a very complex language to deal with digitally, but for researchers, that's good news because it gives us a wealth of information. This is an example, a word like wakitabuhum, analyzing such a word is fairly complex because the prefix... And within the stem of the word, there is an infix and there is a suffix to the word, and they're all connected together. And deciphering these things, breaking these things to the stem of the word is an important thing. There's also problems with the fact that Arabic, a nearly a free word order language, that is, to say a sentence like the man drinks the juice, you could say it in many different ways. In fact, you could reorder the verb and so on, and you still get the same meaning. There is a fairly nominal sentence structure. You have sentences without verbs, for example, and there is a very rich diacritic structure that gives more concreteness to the language. And these are sort of the instigators, these are the drivers that make us think that this is an important thing. So differences between, in addition, there are differences between spoken and written Arabic. So there is a standard Arabic language and there are many dialects. There are limitations to the tools that are available. There are many tools still in research. There's tools in morphological analysis, in parts of speech tagging, named entity recognition. By the way, there is a poster by the folks at CMU here on named entity recognition, and so on and so forth. So there are many limitations in low quality, for example, in OCR, in parsers, in speech recognition, diacritizers, and so on. And also, the industry is fairly limited in the Middle East in terms of the depth of knowledge in NLP and IR. So there are a lot of solutions, but they don't tend to take advantage of all the wealth in the research that exists. In addition, there are trends in web usage in Arabic that some people find scary, but we find them challenging. For example, there's transliterated Arabic text into Latin characters that goes on the internet. There are many diverse dialects that are used on the web. And there's also mixed Arabic, standard Arabic dialects and English, or French sometimes, all used together in the same conversations in say, Facebook. And how to recognize that and how to decipher that and make sense out of it. Forums, chat, and blogs are a big part of the culture here, but on the other hand, e-commerce is very limited and weak. Companies' presence on the internet is still weak. Online advertising is almost non-existent, if let's say weak. That is, it could be looked at as bad news, but for us, this is good news because it gives us plenty of opportunities, and also the market has a lot of growth. The next thing that I want to concentrate on is, while we want to pay attention to the Arabic language, both in the search engine, like Majid had mentioned, in web experience, and also in social interactions. While we want to work on all of these things, we see a problem here that there isn't an innovation fabric around it. If you see, for example, at the what's going on in Google or Yahoo or Microsoft, I believe personally that innovation is that much stronger and that much more important, not only because of what goes on in those wonderful and great institutions, but also what goes on around them, that there is, in fact, an innovation fiber. There is an environment around them. There are a lot of small startups. There are a lot of groups that are generating ideas in voice search, in semantic search, in real-time search, in reverse search, and so on and so forth, in doing image search. Things in immersive web experiences, in experiential computing, in experiential search. That is, how do I sort of keep track of the experience that you have and use that in further searches that you do. In order to do that, we cannot rely only on what goes on in the institute. We've got to encourage an innovation environment, young people to form groups, to form companies, to do startups around us so that there is a circle, if you wish. Some of these things will go on in QSTP. Some of these things will go on around CMU, Texas A&M, perhaps Qatar University, and so on and so forth. So all of these things feed into our research agenda, and in fact, search engines, web experience, and social interactions. Just look at the number of, this is, by the way, a snapshot. There are many, many more. And many of these companies will not make any money eventually, will not be here 18 months from now, but they would have had a meaningful impact of sort of spurring this innovation cycle. So this is what I want to conclude with, that we will do research in Arabic language, in cloud computing, and in data visual analytics. And also, we will pay attention to creating an innovation environment around us to be able to feed in and to spur some of this work. I invite you to come and visit us in the Nasser Tower. We're only about a 15-minute drive to the main campus.